tonight?
Always. I am happy to speak with those who wish to listen.
To listen, open and free.
That's the time we discussed what you felt you had learned from last year.
Yes.
I hope that my words given to you have enabled you to think more clearly about what you have achieved. I told you also that this is a time of your planet's evolution when many things are changing.
Yes.
That many from our world come to you to give to you truth and wisdom, upliftment and guidance. All of this you know. What I wish to try to achieve in the coming months is for you all, those who are not present also, to try to assimilate all the truth which I have brought to you. These coming months are the time of great importance to you individually.
Yes.
This is the year when each one of you has the opportunity to grow. To grow more fully in knowledge and wisdom and truth. What is the purpose of all of these truths? It is to bring to your world much that is needed at this time. But it is brought to you in order that each individual person can expand their awareness and in so doing spread that truth wide across all of this planet. And you know, my dear friends, there are many ways of achieving this. We have spoken on many things, and still there is much for me to bring to you. But I would say to you that I have brought to your thinking many things previously unknown to you.
That's true.
But you now must utilize all of this knowledge. It is important, my friends, that your spiritual awareness grows. Because in raising your own consciousness, the light is shining brighter. It is traveling farther, and many seeds will be sown. I wish you to realize that this is the purpose behind all of my teaching. That these words do not remain only with you, but that you go forward and allow others to see by example what you now know. Each one of you on your own pathway is traveling forward, is traveling through what you have come forward for.
Again, that encourages us.
Wish that each one of you finds your light, finds your own wisdom, and finds the truth that I have brought to you. You find that all of these things brought together will have an effect upon you in the coming months that you may not be fully aware of at this time, but will bring to you much that you need, not only in your personal living, but in your spiritual achievement. There is so much good which surrounds you all. And I have to say that still you are unaware of the greatness of this light. So, in these coming months, it is our wish and our desire that we take hold more fully of the truth which has been brought to you, that it be used for your own developments. I hope these words are what you wish to hear.
Yes.
But ultimately, still, there remains with you your free will.
Yes.
But I can tell you that all the help that you desire in trying to achieve greater awareness is there for you. I could not on many occasions tell so many that this is so. But to you, my friends, you have shown your dedication and your worth, and it should be rewarded with the help that you desire.
Thank you. Okay.
But I say to you again, it all falls back to you.
Our freedom.
We cannot interfere. We can only uplift and guide you. But if you ask of us, you will receive. It is no good to have only this time together in this room of light. You have to become individual lights in your own right in order that you can go forward. I will try to bring to you what I can at these meetings in order that the help be made available to you. So therefore, in the coming months, we will rerun, if you like, the truths already given. We will elaborate, we will search out any misconceptions or any doubts that you may have. We will become stronger. We will become a force so strong together that the light will be obvious to you all. I will not say more this time, but we will leave the rest of this time to each one to sit quietly, to go inwardly, and to find those who are so close. You have to allow yourselves to raise that consciousness, to purify the spirit side of yourselves in order for those who are close to come even closer. I leave this with you.
Yes, could I just say that your teaching has also confirmed so many sketchy ideas that have been in our minds, and this has been pure joy to have our dim ideas confirmed and made much stronger.
Yes. That has been my task, to illuminate that which has been in darkness. If I have achieved this for you, of many aspects of what has been known, then my heart is full. I thank you for those words, my dear friend. Because it brings joy to all who come and stand close by you, to hear that you have felt the truth.
Yes, certainly have.
Just
turn
the
other
side.
There is so much more that I can give to you. But, as I have said, the next coming of your months is almost a gift to you, my friends, in order that you are given the opportunity to go. Of course, there will be no teaching. I will endeavor to bring it to you. But as I have said, there is the basis already given to you that you might go strong, that you might go wise, that you may grow easily. And as I leave you this time, let us ask that the light of the cosmos, the light of all that is good and perfect, shine within each one of us.
Forward to the next time.